All right, so we've got this really interesting set of reports and articles all about AI in the UAE and Saudi Arabia. And it seems like it's a pretty hot topic right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But what's really caught my eye is how it goes way deeper than just the headlines. It's not just about, oh, they're investing in AI, We're talking full-on economic transformation. Like using AI to actually move away from oil dependence and actually build like a future around tech, which is pretty amazing.
And what's fascinating is that they're not just trying to catch up with the rest of the world, they're being really strategic
Okay.
and focusing on areas where they can actually become global leaders.
So like what kind of area, I mean, we're talking like Vision 2030 here, right?
Exactly. Vision 2030, that's the big plan by
Right.
both the UAE and Saudi Arabia. These ambitious strategies to diversify their economies,
Yeah.
and AI is like a core part of that.
And it's not just talk, right? I was blown away by the amount of money they're putting into this. I think Saudi Arabia alone has pledged over $100 billion.
It's 100 billion with a B.
Yeah.
It's a huge signal that they're serious. They want to attract the best talent, the best minds, build the infrastructure, and really foster innovation.
Yeah.
And that puts them in direct competition with places like Silicon Valley.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of money. And there was this quote that really struck me. It was from Saudi Arabia's Minister of Investment, Khalid Al-Fali. He said, "We are shifting from an economy built on oil to one driven by knowledge, innovation, and technology."
Powerful statement.
It really is.
It shows they get it, they understand how the global economy is changing. The future belongs to the nations that can generate and use knowledge, and AI is at the center of that.
So they have the vision, they clearly have the resources, but like, how are they actually using AI right now?
It's already being used in several key areas like healthcare. They're using it to look at medical images like X-rays
Right.
and MRIs and detect diseases like cancer much earlier.
Wow, so much earlier than we could before.
Yeah, much earlier than with traditional methods, and early detection is so important for successful treatment.
That makes a huge difference.
And AI can even help create personalized treatment plans
Oh, wow.
by looking at a patient's genes and their medical history.
That's amazing. I mean, that level of personalized medicine, it wasn't even possible a few years ago.
It's incredible. And it's not just hospitals and clinics. They're thinking bigger.
Okay.
You know about the UAE's digital school program?
I've read a little bit about that.
It's using AI tutors to teach kids in remote areas and even refugee camps.
Wow, that's amazing. It's like bringing quality education to people who might not have access to it otherwise.
Exactly. It's democratizing education, making it available to everyone. And Saudi Arabia is getting in on this too. They're integrating AI into their entire education system from kindergarten all the way to university.
So they're preparing their students for a future where AI is just part of everyday life.
Yes, AI literacy will be as important as reading and writing.
I like that AI literacy. That's a good way to put it.
It is. It's like they're laying the groundwork for a future where their citizens aren't just using AI, they're creating it, they're innovating.
So it's about empowering people to be a part of this technological shift.
Exactly. It's about investing in human capital, building a workforce that can lead in the age of AI.
And that makes me think about smart cities, especially in the UAE. They're doing some really interesting things.
UAE has their National Artificial Intelligence Strategy 2031,
Right.
which is basically their big vision for the future.
Yeah.
And they're using AI for everything from managing traffic to optimizing public transportation to even making their cities safer.
So less traffic, safer streets, more efficient services. It sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, imagine a city where AI is constantly working behind the scenes to improve your quality of life.
I like the sound of that.
Like, imagine commuting without ever hitting rush hour.
Okay, now that's something I could get behind.
Right. Or think about emergency knocks. AI could analyze data to find the fastest routes for ambulances and fire trucks, maybe even saving lives.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to create a blueprint for what a city of the future could look like with AI at its core.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
they're not just focused on the technology itself, they're thinking about the infrastructure, the regulations, the whole ecosystem that needs to be in place for a smart city to thrive.
So it's not just about the tech, it's about the people and how they interact with that technology.
Precisely. It's about creating a society that's ready for the AI-powered future.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of the positives, but I also want to talk about some of the potential downsides because I know there are concerns about cybersecurity, especially with everything being so connected.
That's a valid concern. You're right. The more reliant these countries become on AI, the more vulnerable they are to cyber attacks. Imagine hackers disrupting things like power grids or transportation systems.
That sounds pretty scary.
It could be chaotic. So cybersecurity is a top priority for them. They're investing a lot in sophisticated systems to detect and respond to threats in real time.
So, like, what kind of systems are we talking about?
Think AI-powered firewalls that can actually learn and adapt to new attacks.
So it's like an arms race, almost.
In a way, yes, between the attackers and the defenders. And it's not just about the technology, either. They're training cybersecurity experts and educating the public about online safety. It's a multi-pronged approach.
Okay, that's reassuring, because with all this talk about AI and smart cities, it's easy to forget about the human element.
Right.
Like, what about data privacy? I mean, these systems are collecting massive amounts of information about people.
They are. And that's why both the UAE and Saudi Arabia have put in place really strict data privacy laws, similar to what Europe has with GDPR.
Okay, so, like, what do these laws actually do?
They're about finding that balance between innovation and individual rights.
Right.
They set rules for how personal data can be collected, stored, and used, and they give people more control over their own information.
So it's like they're saying, we're going to use this data to build a better future, but we're going to do it responsibly.
Exactly. Responsible innovation is the key.
So we've got the investments, the focus on key areas like healthcare and education, and they're thinking about the risks like cybersecurity and data privacy. It's a pretty impressive picture they're painting of how they see AI shaping their future.
It is impressive. They're positioning themselves to be major players in the AI world. But it's important to remember, this is just the beginning.
Okay, so where do we go from here? What should we be watching for as they continue on this AI journey?
Well, I think the next chapter will be really interesting, especially when it comes to the ethical considerations around AI.
Like, what kind of ethical considerations?
How do they ensure AI is used fairly and doesn't create or reinforce biases? How do they make sure it benefits everyone?
Those are big questions.
They are. And the answers will shape the future of AI, not just for them, but for all of us.
Yeah, those are really important things to think about. This whole conversation has been eye-opening. I'm starting to see how AI is more than just a technology. It's a force that's reshaping the world.
It is. And we're right at the beginning of that transformation.
So for our listeners, what's the one thing you want them to take away from this discussion?
That the AI revolution is happening now.
Yeah.
It's not science fiction anymore. It's here, and it's having a real impact on our lives, our societies, and our economies.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting to see how they're positioning themselves.
Yeah.
Not just as, like, users of AI, but as developers. You know, they actually want to create their own AI solutions.
Oh, that's a good point. We've been talking a lot about how they're using AI, but are they actually innovating? Are they coming up with their own stuff?
Oh, absolutely. They're putting a ton of money into research and development.
Okay.
And they're attracting some of the top minds in AI from all over the world.
So, like, what are they doing specifically?
Well, for example, the UAE, they started this university called the Mohammed bin Zayed University of Artificial Intelligence. It's the first graduate-level research-based AI university in the world.
A whole university just for AI.
Yeah, pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, that's a big commitment.
It shows how serious they are. And it's not just universities. They're also setting up incubators and accelerators to help AI startups get off the ground. And they're partnering with big global tech companies to develop cutting-edge solutions.
So it's like a multi-pronged approach.
Exactly. They're not just buying AI solutions. They're building a whole ecosystem around it.
Okay, that makes sense. So going back to what you were saying about smart cities, particularly in the UAE, you mentioned they want to be a global leader in that space.
Yes.
What does that actually look like in practice? I mean, can you paint me a picture of what it would be like to live in one of these AI-powered cities?
Okay, so imagine you wake up in your apartment in Dubai.
Okay.
And your smart home assistant has already adjusted the temperature, the lighting, and it's even put together a personalized news feed for you based on your interests.
Okay. So far, that's pretty standard smart home stuff.
Right. But now you step outside and using an app on your phone, you call a self-driving taxi.
Oh, wow.
It picks you up in minutes and takes you wherever you need to go using these AI-powered traffic management systems that optimize routes and avoid congestion.
So no more traffic jams.
No traffic jams.
Yeah.
And as you go about your day, you're interacting with AI in all sorts of ways. Maybe you don't even realize it.
Okay. Wait, how?
Well, maybe facial recognition technology is being used for security in public spaces, or AI-powered chatbots are helping you with different tasks.
It sounds like AI is woven into the fabric of the city.
Exactly. It's all around you, making your life easier and more efficient. And it's not just about convenience, either. Smart cities are using AI to tackle big challenges, like sustainability and resource management.
Okay, give me an example.
We'll take waste management, for instance.
Okay.
AI can optimize garbage collection routes, predict how much waste will be generated, and even sort recyclable materials.
That's awesome. I mean, that could really help reduce waste and make recycling more effective.
Absolutely. And when it comes to energy efficiency, AI can monitor and control how energy is used in buildings and public spaces, cutting down on waste and lowering carbon emissions.
It sounds like AI could be a game changer for making cities more sustainable and livable.
It has huge potential.
Yeah.
And the UAE, they're taking this really seriously. They've built this city called Masdar City in Abu Dhabi.
I've heard of that.
It's designed to be a model for sustainable urban development, a showcase for all kinds of cutting-edge technologies.
What kind of technologies are they using?
They're using AI and other smart technologies to manage everything. Energy consumption, transportation, waste disposal. They're even testing self-driving cars and drone delivery systems.
It sounds like a city from the future.
It kind of is. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about the tech either. They're thinking about the social and economic aspects of sustainable living. They want to create a community that's good for the environment and good for the people who live there.
So it's about using technology to improve people's lives, not just for the sake of technology itself.
Exactly. It's about making cities more human-centered, even as they become more technologically advanced.
Okay, so we've talked about AI transforming healthcare, education, even whole cities.
Right.
But what about the economy as a whole? I mean, these are huge investments they're making in AI.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're expecting a return on that investment.
Of course. They see AI as a long-term strategy for economic growth.
Okay. But how does that actually work? How does investing in AI lead to economic growth?
Well, for one thing, AI can make businesses across a wide range of industries more productive. By automating tasks and processes, businesses can do more with less,
right,
which means higher profits and more economic growth.
So it's about making businesses more efficient and competitive.
Exactly. And that efficiency can lead to lower prices for consumers, which also helps the economy.
Right.
And then there's the fact that AI can create entirely new industries and jobs.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting, because we often hear that AI is going to take away jobs, but it's also creating new ones.
Absolutely. Think about jobs that didn't even exist a few years ago. Data scientists, machine learning engineers, AI ethicists. These are high-paying, high-skilled jobs that are in high demand.
So it's not just about replacing jobs, it's also about creating new opportunities.
Exactly. And the UAE and Saudi Arabia, they're investing a lot in education and training programs to make sure their people have the skills they need for these new jobs.
So they're investing in the technology, but they're also investing in their people.
Exactly. Because ultimately, the success of their AI strategy depends on their people's ability to embrace and master these technologies.
So it's a human story as much as it is a technological one.
It is. And that's what makes it so fascinating. We're seeing a huge technological shift, but it's really about how people are using technology to shape their future.
Okay, I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. It's not just about a few cool gadgets.
Right.
It's about a fundamental transformation of society and the economy.
Exactly. And it's a transformation with global implications.
So from your perspective as an expert, what are you watching for as these countries continue down this path? What are the big challenges and opportunities you see?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges is going to be figuring out how to manage the social impact of AI.
Okay.
As AI becomes more and more a part of our lives, it's going to raise a lot of questions about privacy, security, and the nature of work.
Yeah. How do they make sure that AI benefits everyone, not just a select few?
That's a crucial question. And I think it's going to take a lot of careful thought and collaboration between governments, businesses, and citizens.
So it's not just a technical challenge, it's a social and political one as well.
Exactly. And another big challenge is going to be attracting and keeping the best AI talent.
Okay.
The competition for these experts is fierce, and the UAE and Saudi Arabia will have to offer competitive salaries and benefits to get them.
But it's not just about money, is it?
No, they also need to create an environment where innovation can flourish. That means supporting entrepreneurship, providing access to funding and resources, and making sure regulations don't stifle innovation.
It sounds like a balancing act.
It is. They have to balance economic growth with social responsibility, and they have to compete on a global scale while also meeting the needs of their own people.
It's a lot to juggle.
It is. But I think they're up to the challenge. They have the resources, the ambition, and they're not afraid to experiment.
And they're not afraid to think big.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this whole thing so interesting. We're seeing a glimpse of what the future might hold. And it's exciting, it's challenging, and it's full of possibilities.
I'm really starting to see how AI isn't just a technology. It's a force that's changing the world in profound ways.
It is. And we're just at the beginning of that change.
So before we wrap up part two, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from our conversation so far?
That AI is here. It's not something that's happening in the distant future. It's happening now, and it's having a real impact on all of us.
And the choices we make today about how we develop and use AI will shape the world of tomorrow.
Exactly. So we need to stay informed, get involved in the conversation, and make our voices heard. The future of AI is in our hands.
It's fascinating to see all the different ways the UAE and Saudi Arabia are using AI, but I'm curious about something.
Yeah.
We've talked about the economy, education, healthcare, even smart cities.
Right.
But what about the impact on their culture? I mean, how does all this rapid technological change affect their cultural identity and heritage?
That's a great question, and it's something both countries are really thinking about.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just adopting AI for economic reasons. They're also using it to preserve and promote their cultural heritage.
Okay, I'm not sure I would have connected AI with cultural preservation.
Yeah.
How are they actually doing that?
Well, one way is by using AI to restore and digitize cultural artifacts. Like, imagine using AI to analyze and restore ancient manuscripts that have been damaged over time.
Oh, wow.
AI algorithms can actually identify patterns in the writing, fill in missing texts, and even recreate lost sections.
So it's like bringing these old texts back to life.
Exactly. It's like Correct. Digital archaeology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just manuscripts. They're using AI to restore damaged artwork, analyze and catalog historical artifacts, and even create virtual tours of historical sites.
So they're making these cultural treasures more accessible to people who might not be able to visit them in person.
Exactly. And it's not just about preservation, either. AI is being used to create new forms of cultural expression.
Oh, really? Like how?
Well, for example, some musicians are using AI algorithms to compose music that's inspired by traditional Arabic melodies and rhythms.
Wow, so AI is actually helping to create new art.
It's like a collaboration between human creativity and AI.
Right.
You know, UAE and Saudi Arabia aren't just copying Western AI technologies.
Right.
They're adapting them to their own culture, using them to tell their own stories.
That's really cool. It's like they're using AI to build a bridge between their past and their future, preserving their heritage while also embracing innovation.
Exactly. They're showing the world that progress and tradition can go hand in hand.
This whole deep dive has been so insightful. We've covered so much, from the economic impact of AI to smart cities to its role in cultural preservation.
It's a big topic.
It really is. So for our listeners, what's the key takeaway from all of this?
I think the big takeaway is that the AI revolution is global, but it's happening differently in different places.
Hmm.
The UAE and Saudi Arabia are showing us that you can embrace AI and still hold on to your values and traditions.
And they're doing it in a really smart and ambitious way.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think the world is watching what they're doing, because their choices today will shape the future of AI, not just in the Middle East, but everywhere.
So it's not just a regional story. It's a global story that affects all of us.
It is. And I think it's a story that's just getting started. The next few years are going to be really interesting.
Well, I'll definitely be following the story, and I'm sure our listeners will too. This deep dive has given us so much to think about. Thanks for sharing your expertise with us.
It's been my pleasure. I always enjoy talking about this, especially with someone who's so interested and engaged.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI in the UAE and Saudi Arabia. We hope you learned something new, and we encourage you to keep exploring this topic, because the future of AI is something that affects us all.